Yes, I have a question in regard to a hard calcification bump on the edge of my kneecap that was diagnosed by an orthopedic surgeon, and he said the only way to do it, get rid of it, is to do a surgery. But I want to know if there's any way to. It's not very big. It's only like a half an inch or so in diameter. Hard. I want to know if there's any way to have a, like a topical something to put on it that would dissolve it through the skin.
All right. Let me tell you about two things, sir, that could have an impact. One is actually published in medical journal from years ago. Calcifications. Now, bear with me. I'll get to what you specifically asked about in a second. But this one from years ago, what the doc had people do is take vitamin B12 by injection. The reason for that, I think, is that some of us have difficulty with absorbing vitamin B12. But anyway, he did it by had them do it by injection. The calcification slowly faded away. Now, that's just something that's published, and there's not too many other published publications I've seen on clearing up calcifications. However, you might check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about this. Namely, magnesium kind of opposes calcium in making calcifications. So let's say it were me, and I could get at this, and I'm just going to blame myself for this because you might check with the doctor on it if you want. I'd probably get myself some DMSO and dilute it with distilled water down, dilute it with magnesium oil. I said the wrong thing. Magnesium oil, that's topical magnesium. That one, 30%, with the DMSO, 70%. And the reason for those percentages is Dr. Stanley Jacob taught us all in his tremendous work on DMSO that if you take it down to 70%, it doesn't sting too much, and yet it's still maximally helping the other thing that's with it to be absorbed. And I'd probably rub that right into the calcification on me anyway without any worries about toxicity. And getting that magnesium rubbed in, I probably wouldn't know for a couple, 3 weeks whether that was going to help me, but I know it would have a chance. Now, again, there's no publications on that one, and you might want to check with a doctor who works with natural medicine on it, but that's what I'd do if it were me.
Wow, that sounds good. How about magnesium as a supplement? Do you recommend supplementing with magnesium?
Only with calcium. One should always have a little more calcium than magnesium, but that magnesium in there keeps the calcium from making stones. That's a nice thing about it. So, anyway.
But just for general health, magnesium as a supplement, would you recommend doing that?
Well, yes, sir, because there's not very many of us who eat as many green veggies as our ancestors, and that is the major source of magnesium, is the magnesium that is the center of every chlorophyll molecule. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of magnesium? Because there's many different kinds.
The one that absorbs the best for those of us who have enough gray hair is called magnesium citrate.
Citrate, okay. And mm-hmm. Any particular quantity?
I keep it low. A couple hundred milligrams will never get you in trouble.
And then you have to make sure that your calcium's also balanced.
Got to make sure you have some calcium going in too, sir. Yes.
Okay. Appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And by the way, that's why they make calcium magnesium citrate all in one pill, so you don't have to get two different bottles of stuff. So there you go.